Meshack Levy is a Kenyan who owns a business in South Sudan. He says the immigration officers at South Sudan Nimule Entry Point charge him what they call a registration fee, despite the agreement between Kenya and South Sudan allowing free movement across the border. He urges South Sudan to adopt the visa-free system fully like some other East African countries.
The free visa is actually helping people, especially to those who regularly move from Kenya, South Sudan, Uganda, Tanzania. It's really helping. South Sudan has adopted the file from the previous countries who are the members of East Africa. And in these countries, we don't pay anything. But in South Sudan has introduced a system where you are entering, they charge you some small money, say that they are registering you in the book, where they demand like $20.
Levy added that South Sudan should open its border to other African countries to encourage more people to visit, boost business, and expand investment opportunities in the country.
So I will advise most of the countries in Africa, especially our region, East Africa, at least to adopt this system of pre-visa. We have seen Kenya has adopted a system. People from Zimbabwe, from Nigeria, they are going to Kenya without paying this visa. And this has encouraged most of the investors, like in Nigeria, to think there are very many in Nairobi, and they are doing good business, and they are really doing development. And when they come, they bring most employment. And these workers, they employ local people. Same in South Sudan, if they can adapt the system.
A South Sudanese businesswoman in Torit who did not want to be identified by name for fear of reprisal from the government says with visa-free entry, her business has grown, but there are other problems.
I go to Kenya and Uganda to buy my goods. I use Nimule to Uganda, then from Uganda to Kenya. The visa is free, yes. But the tax on goods are too much. Let the government help the women on the issue of tax. We bring goods, but the tax is a lot.
Nuaha Patrick Bindeba is the chairperson for Western Uganda Heavy Truck Drivers Alliance and transport goods across East Africa. He says he has traveled most of the East African community countries and the system of visa-free entry works well except for a few countries like South Sudan.
When you reach in South Sudan, the migration people will put on announcement, the people will not follow what he or she has said. They do their own thing. What I request them to do, they have to put in more effort so that those people who are working from migration build them some rules to follow them to see what they are doing.
Elia Costa, Director General of Immigration, Nationality and Passport, says for residents of the East African community nations covered by the visa-free entry, if they stay longer than 90 days, they must register and pay a fee at the revenue office where they are staying.
That is the time we call them for registration so that we can know the data of the foreigners who are staying here in South Sudan. Not only these countries, but all over the world. Every visa you enter, you have 3 months. So within that 3 months, you have to come and register. Concerning the fee or the amount which is paying, that one is the responsibility of the revenue authority. For the registration, the place where you are going to stay. If you are coming to Juba or you are going to which state, that place is the one, the place why you're going to pay the amount of the registration, no registration at the border.
Border agents are not supposed to charge any registration fee at the crossing point. South Sudan became part of the East African community in 2016 and adopted the system of visa-free entry or visa on arrival for Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Rwanda, and Burundi. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from Eastern Equatorial State Capital, Torit.